765-4001 or visit woodward.edu. That's woodward.edu.
And welcome back to AM 1690, the voice of the arts. And on the other line here, I believe we have Ned Lenhart. Ned, are you there?
I'm right here, Larry. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a while since we chatted. You were in the studio the last time.
That's right.
A few months back. And we've got some developments looming here. We thought we'd contact our expert on internet taxes and working with businesses to deal with interstate issues. And first tell folks a little about interstate tax strategies. Tell a little about what you do, and then we'll shift to the Supreme Court issue.
Okay. Well, my firm specializes in helping multi-state businesses navigate, manage, understand their multi-state responsibilities for the collection and the remittance of sales tax across in sort of cross-border transactions. And this can involve companies that maybe do mail order businesses, maybe have salesmen and folks or offices, or have somewhat complicated transactions. And it's becoming more and more of an issue as the states continue to struggle financially. They are aggressively seeking non-compliant businesses to register, to pay back taxes, interest, and penalty, and I help those companies, one, understand what they're supposed to be doing and hopefully provide assistance or prevent them from getting into trouble with the states.
And speaking of aggressive pursuit of those tax dollars, New York took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and we had an interesting decision from the Supreme Court, and you want to talk a little about the ramifications of that?
Well, several years ago, New York started pursuing Amazon.com, Overstock.com, sort of the large e-commerce companies, under a theory that because they had relationships with independent businesses in those states or in New York, that they, in fact, had a responsibility to collect New York sales tax on the internet sales that they made.
Right. Let me jump in just for a second.
Yep.
So, folks, just to clarify, the laws in most states read that there has to be a physical presence within the state in order for the state to be able to collect taxes from a business.
And that's correct. That physical presence can be very slight. It can be, mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a store. It could be agency relationships, which is sort of what mm-hmm. the New York case came about. So New York legislation was passed. They immediately began issuing enforcement notices against the big companies, and Amazon disagreed and went through the judicial process and ultimately appealed their position to the U.S. Supreme Court, which decided not to hear the case. And in a way, I'm not surprised, because there's currently legislation at the federal level trying to kind of fix this uh-huh. problem. And I don't know whether the Supreme Court was sort of sending the message to say, this is really a federal legislative mm-hmm. fix. We don't need to get involved at this point. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the case.
I think
or
that's
they just
a good,
didn't want to hear it. So.
I think that's a good guess. I would feel the same way about it, that they'd want to be legislated, not done piecemeal state
correctly.
By state. So where does that leave us right now for this for the cyber shoppers out there? Where do we stand as far as Georgia goes, and nationally as far as I guess it's still in limbo, huh?
Well, it is still in limbo. Now, in Georgia, the Supreme Court case is really just a New York issue, and it probably only impacts Amazon. However, a lot of other states started looking at what New York was doing, and they passed similar laws.
Uh-huh.
And so this could actually embolden some of these other states to become aggressive against the e-tailers. But here in Georgia, Amazon actually registered for Georgia sales tax collection, I believe, the first part of November or in October. So for folks doing holiday shopping on the internet and buying from Amazon, they should start seeing Georgia sales tax on those invoices now.
Maybe after the first of the year, possibly.
I don't know.
I haven't shopped on Amazon, so I don't know.
The last time I did, there was Georgia sales tax on it. I think they got started this fall in sort of an agreement with the Georgia Department of Revenue about this. And I think Amazon, which they have done in other states, is sort of promised. They said, well, we'll build a distribution facility in your state if you forgive us from any historical tax we may have owed. And I think the states have been receptive to that.
You know what? I think this would be a good time for businesses out there that are listening to it from the consumer side. You can help them. Say they do business in multi-states in the Southeast or wherever. They're subject to this issue, and that's where your company comes in.
Absolutely.
Correct?
And the frightening part is that a lot of companies may not realize that they, in fact, have a current obligation to do this, and they may not know it. And you do not want the State Department of Revenue of Florida or Texas or New York to be the ones telling you that you have this problem. Because if they do, they have the legal ability to go back 4, 5, 7, 8, 9 years and assess back tax, interest, and penalty if you should have been doing something for that length of time.
What about, we're talking with Ned Lenhart of Interstate Tax Strategies, folks. What about individuals that do business over the Internet?
Well, the rules are not necessarily different whether you're a big company or you're a small business, but in order for you to be obligated to collect the tax in another state, you would still have to sort of meet this physical presence test.
You have to have a warehouse or something.
Well, or you'd have to send salesmen, or you'd have to have. But the challenge here, and I don't want to get into the weeds too much, is that but a lot of small e-commerce companies actually use Amazon.com or Amazon as their fulfillment company.
Right.
Many of these companies could, in fact, have inventory in Amazon warehouses located throughout the country, and that would create a real filing problem for them.
Listen, let's give the folks the way to get in touch with you. Listening out there, folks, if you want to go cut through the weeds, this is the man who can do it. Ned Lenhart, tell the folks how they can get in touch with Interstate.
The easiest way, which is through my website, email, and there's great information on my website, which is www.salestaxstrategies.com.
Oh, Ned, thanks a lot. And
you're welcome, Larry.
We'll talk to you down the road again as this continues to develop.
It's not going to go away.
Okay, we're going to dance right now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And Ned kind of leading us into our cubicle dance this morning. He's the king of Internet, Interstate Tax Strategies. We got the Duke of